Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And I'm Jeff Ellis, and it's Thursday, October 18th, 2012.
Episode 8.27, the Week 7 preview show.
We have got some... first of all, we've got finally the game of the season, if you ask me.
Wow,
we thought we had it last week with San Francisco and the Giants, but we were wrong.
A huge juego grande. We got a little bit of NFL news.
We got some business because, folks, whether you like it or not, we're coming to London.
We're coming to London!
And we got big plans, and we will be revealing those big plans.
London invasion!
We want as many of you to participate with us as possible.
Yeah, do you really have to post on Facebook that you've got the lyrics and blah, blah, blah?
They're good. I'm going to share with the audience.
Are they as good as your fantasy team? Because every week, you're like, my fantasy team's good this week.
These lyrics, unlike my fantasy team, Steven, these lyrics are flawless.
Flawless.
To start the show, that was flawless.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I could have. I just didn't have the app open, so I'm sorry.
You know, sometimes when you point,
you don't read my mind.
What is it that you want me
to
hit?
As I say to my wife frequently, what is wrong with you that you can't read my mind? What on earth is wrong with you that you cannot read my mind?
So 14 times 5. The math quickly.
That's 70.
There you go. I've got 70 tracks here.
Yeah.
So you just going this. I'm like, which one of the 70 you like for me to put?
The one I'm thinking of. And if you don't know what it is, well, then there's a problem, obviously.
There's a problem.
And since I have that one on mine, I should just open mine and take care of my own business.
But
Steven, honestly, I will tease this for the end. I will be sharing at the end of the podcast to make people listen an omitted verse.
An omitted verse.
There was just not enough room, okay? And it's
so. How many verses did you wind up with?
I kept it to like five.
Five.
I
said I would give you six,
but I was ruthless as an editor. But it tells a story, Steven.
Oh, I see. Okay,
there's one that just I couldn't.
So there's one where it's just I thought that like every lyric was going to be something different about something.
First of all, it takes time to go. You know,
let's say falling down.
Iron bricks will bend and break, bend and break, bend and break. That takes a while, and you've got to keep to that iambic pentameter-ish, whatever rhythmic method that they use there in that silly children's song.
So did you go like, Steven is a big ol' weenie, big ol' weenie, big ol' weenie.
You don't talk
Steven
about you at all.
Steven is a big ol' weenie.
The focus and the emphasis.
And he's got a big ol' weenie.
The big old emphasis of this
is
U.S. English relations. So I decided to stick to the political high road.
Really?
Yeah, and there will be security.
Haven't
so
we
don't
had
worry.
Enough with the secure with the political and you know the
in
debates
America,
and
in
you
America.
Know, and, you know,
but we need to lower
the competitor being able to call the president of the United States a liar to his face.
Well, he was lying at that point.
No, he wasn't.
Well, no, the lady said that he wasn't, but the lady was wrong, too.
I saw the transcript.
And in the transcript, he uses that word.
He called it an act of terror.
Amongst a million other things.
Okay.
Amongst a million other
things.
Well,
you can't say somebody didn't call it an act of terror when he called it an act of terror.
But when you list off, you know, home invasion, robberies, murders, acts of terror, I won't stand for any of that. And then you say, oh, by the way, I use that phrase. And then the moderator, who's supposed to be a neutral, says, oh, you're wrong. And she's wrong because it took 2 weeks to actually say that. It took 10 days, technically, to be precise, before anybody said it's not about this silly video. And it's a dumb argument. It was a horrid debate. All I want to ask is, does anybody want either one of these guys to be president? Because they didn't seem very presidential. They seemed like two guys who were ready to go out to the bike racks, which is what we used to do settle things when I was in school. Where'd you guys go for your fights in high school?
The ditch.
The ditch? See, we went to the bike racks. And for the bad fights, the really bad fights? Train tracks. Oh, dude. If there was a fight at the train tracks,
that was on because the bike rack, you know, the ditch was off school.
So. Yeah, see, the bike racks were still on school property.
You don't want to get busted
at some
on
point. Administration is going to get involved. But it was after school always. Yeah. So administration, they're just running to the teacher's lounge to smoke. Okay? This is back in the 70s, okay? And teacher's lounges, did you ever go to the teacher's lounge?
I had an open invitation to the teacher's
lounge. Right, to clean erasers, whatever. And did they not reek like smokes?
No,
back in the days?
You know what?
Ours did, man.
There were two smokers in our school, and they usually went out to the parking lot.
Well, maybe we're just old enough, the differential age between us, but every teacher smoked, and they all smoked to the teacher's lounge. It just reeked.
No,
but the big fights were at the train tracks, and that, because that was just off school property, just past the football field.
Mm-hmm.
You climb under the fence, and then you're at the train tracks, and that's where the gloves came off, friends.
I've got a rant. We haven't done a rant.
All we do is
in
rant.
An extremely long time.
Well, then do something
and
about it.
And I think it's time for me to give you my rant of the day. I am a little fed up. I am a little tired.
A little fed up or a little tired?
Both.
Or both. Okay, both. You can be both.
Of players trying to use the media and social media to stir stuff up with other players in the NFL. Look. This is not the WWE. This is not SmackDown, where you say, The Rock is cooking, and I'm going to take The Undertaker, and I'm going to squish him like a bug, because he is a bug, and I'm going to get him. That's not the WWE.
I haven't seen Don King in the NFL. Have you ever seen Don King in the NFL?
He would be good in the NFL, though.
We don't need
Don King was boxing. He was not WWE.
I know,
WWE.
But they did that there, too.
Did he do it, do it in boxing?
I was at the weigh-ins. You had to have pushing.
That's true.
At the weigh-ins. Always,
this is, you know what, keep that to the wrestling.
I don't even respect your sister.
And the MMA
and
all of that stuff.
And I told her so last night. Oh,
I'm sick and tired of it. Now, Jason Pierre-Paul of the New York Giants telling Robert Griffin III, bring it to my side. Just bring it to my side. You gonna run the ball, bring it to me. So what? So you can tackle him? That's your freaking job, you moron. Play football and stop talking. All right, I'm done.
Thus endeth the rant.
Really, seriously, they want to make it into some WWE SmackDown. Bring it to my side, RG3, so I can smack you.
So we got great games. We got the longest bye week list of the season. Six teams on bye.
Six teams
on. And if
can
that doesn't
them?
Mess up
can
your
I pull
fans, yeah, but you're looking at helmets, which is better
so
than looking at a list.
Well,
that's better
looking
than looking
list.
At a list. He's looking at helmets. Go for it.
Falcons.
Atlanta.
San Diego Chargers.
Falcons, not the Falcons. The Falcons. San Diego Superchargers, correct.
See, this is why I
well, because you don't
know
own
why,
fantasy
you know why
guys.
I got Falcons and Chargers?
Because you have fantasy
because
players.
Because I have fantasy players
exactly.
on those two guys.
One of these you're not going to have fantasy players. Trust me.
I believe the Eagles are
Philadelphia
also on a
Eagles
bye
are on a bye
because
they're in the NFC East, so you know that.
I believe the Miami Dolphins.
The Miami Dolphins are on that. I don't know how you know
bye.
That.
Just because I know the bye weeks, I think.
I think.
The Cleveland Browns are on a bye?
Oh,
no.
You were doing so well.
I was.
You're on the right side of the fence over there.
That'd
be on the AFC side is where he's staring.
Kansas City Chiefs are on a bye. So that's five.
Yeah.
Who am I missing?
Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos. I knew that one. The Denver Broncos.
It's time for.
I'm not superstitious. Maybe a little stitious. You know, that's a.
So just Falcons.
That was
Eagles.
Peyton Manning. So you know that was Denver Broncos reference there.
Falcons, Eagles on the NFC. That's it.
Yeah.
And then the four AFC teams.
But since the AFC teams aren't any good, who cares? Yes, in my most powerful rankings, five metal teams, not four. Are it? That's it.
Patriots, Ravens, Texans, Broncos, Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers barely. They're hanging on by a thread.
They barely made it.
Yeah, Hanging on by a thread.
Hanging on by a thread. Isn't that a song?
It is now. Hanging on by a thread.
Why did you hit bang us?
I didn't. That was you reaching for money.
Did the dollar hit bang it?
You reached for money and you hit banged us. And it's I take it as a sign from God.
That was my knuckle.
Oh, knuckles can't activate iPad effects?
Apparently they can now.
Well, what's the difference between a knuckle and a finger?
Well, you know, the heat on the finger is more than the heat on the knuckle.
98.7 degrees is the human body, generally.
Well, that's not my temperature.
No, your core temperature is 350 degrees.
I'm an oven.
When you put a thermometer in, does it break? Does mercury, like, spill on the ground? I'm just curious. These are things I wonder. We've got one game of the week. We got four games of the week, four must-see games, four nap games. We've blown them out, broken them out very nicely for you.
So, Jeffrey, yeah. I'm packing, getting ready for London.
Yeah, good luck with
that.
And
Trisha's like, you know, it's kind of cold.
It's kind of cold. It was
not for me.
It was 0 degrees the other night. Overnight in London.
Bring
it. Celsius.
Bring
it. Fahrenheit, 32 degrees. And by the way, yesterday it was triple digits here in California.
Yeah, it was. It was hot.
Come on.
I looked at one of
the moms.
This is
the kind of abrupt change in weather that gets people sick, according to old wives' tales. And I'm an old wife.
I see one of the moms as I'm picking up Emma from school, and I'm like, weren't you responsible for turning down the weather here, you know? It is the middle of October.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know, it is so hot.
Did she say it like that?
Yeah, she did.
Like that? Really?
Yeah, she, weirdo. I don't know if she took me serious or, you know.
I know, it's so hot.
I'm like, I'm just playing. You do know that, right? Okay, maybe I should go talk to some of the other
You people. Know what's so fun is to find people and you find out the wrong way. You were not somebody I could joke with. Okay, I figured that out, but unfortunately, I didn't know that ahead of time. That was a conclusion I came to too late.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate. And that happens to me about every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because I goof with most people, and then you'll just meet somebody who just looks at you like, you know, you're a horrible person, and you don't deserve to live. It's like, okay, mental note, don't joke with this person. Okay. Yeah.
I got it.
That's fine.
And I've now learned there's one dad who he doesn't smile, and I think if it wasn't
non-smiley guy,
and if it wasn't against the law, he would probably eat his child.
Well, you know, it's a good thing we have laws in that sense.
I'm just like,
federal appeals court in New York rules that the Defense of Marriage Act isn't unconstitutional. Breaking news. We bring it all to you, as you saw with our little political row to start off the show. That was all just make-believe. That was just pretend, actually. None of that was actually meant or intended. It was just pretend. Just like all this. By the way, we got accredited, Stephen. NFL UK has just notified us again that we have been accredited again.
Awesome.
Has been accepted. So aren't we? Oh! No, this is a notification for Super Bowl that we just got. We've got to put in our credential request for Super Bowl.
We need to do
that. Okay, so I went through and I listened to some Beyonce songs.
Yes.
This is NFL news. Because Beyonce will be performing halftime at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
At the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Yes.
So I went and I listened to a few of her songs. Yeah. Okay. They are all, Stephen, all of them highly pro women.
Yeah, she's
highly anti men.
I don't know. Okay.
Not in a hostile way.
Yeah.
Just in a kind of slap you in the face kind of way, guys.
What,
get your
she
act
wants
together.
You to put a ring,
put
on,
a
it?
Ring on it.
Yes.
But all of her songs that I played through five or six on iTunes. I didn't buy any. Because if I played them, I would really look odd that I was listening to a Beyonce song. Guys, if you're listening to Beyonce and you're not with your girl, well, first of all, if you're with your girl, she has it on, she's sending you a message.
Jeffrey is speaking to most Caucasian men right now, because black dudes could put on Beyonce, they'd be all right. They don't need their women to be around.
Now, she's amazing.
Okay.
She's gorgeous.
I can listen to Beyonce and not have anybody around me. I'm cool.
Well, then know that, you know, what you're saying is that women want your cojones and they want them in a blender. And okay, if you're cool playing that out your car,
depends what song you're listening to.
I just played through the five most popular tunes on iTunes. The five most popular tunes. Maybe she has a song that says
artists.
Guys are neato. Maybe she has. I'm giving her. She may have a song.
There's a lot more to artists.
How many songs are they allowed to play at the Super Bowl?
Three or four.
Okay. How often do they play not popular songs? Never.
I don't know.
Never.
Black Eyed Peas played something that wasn't there on their top 10. And Madonna played a couple
songs that are popular
that was not in their in her top 10. So,
but generally,
you don't know that because those aren't your groups.
I don't know the playlist, Steven, but I know generally what you do at the Super Bowl is you play your hits because that's what people expect. Yeah. So this is a Super Bowl. What percentage of people enjoy American football, men versus women? What percentage?
I would say it's predominantly male.
Predominantly male. Okay. So of these popular songs.
Although that's more kind
changing.
Of like 70-30.
I agree with 65, you.
65-35
but
maybe.
If that were an election, that'd be called a landslide. Okay? Which, by the way, great Stevie Nicks tune. So all I'm saying, and this is my rant, Steven, of the show, is that questionable taste, questionable booking of the halftime show. I think she is gorgeous. I think when she sings, my heart swells because she's gorgeous. Did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but she's going to be basically saying, guys, you suck. Guys, you never do anything for us. And if the reason they booked her is to make my mom enjoy the game more, that's fine. Because my mom loves Beyonce.
Okay.
And it helps that she's a widow. Because since she can hate on men, I think you go for a more neutral booking than someone whose biggest songs are hostile towards men.
Okay,
that's the end of my rant.
Well, and it's an
interesting, everyone's entitled to their rant.
It's an interesting rant. Although I'm not sure what it is you listened to.
I just went through
if
the popular songs.
Because what does iTunes give you? 30
90
seconds?
90 seconds now.
Okay, so you get 90 seconds.
You get enough to hear some words. Trust me. You get enough to hear some words. And I'm not looking, I'm not reading between the lines, Steven, as you so often accuse me of. I'm reading to
Because you often do read between the lines.
I love reading between the lines because I like one of my favorite movies, Remains of the Day. That was a movie that the entire movie was between the lines. The dialogue was completely incidental to what was actually taking place in the story, and it was fascinating because the emotions of the people who were being very polite and sweet to each other, but what was happening between the lines was the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's far more interesting. But this was just pretty overt. Okay. It was just, you know, guys, you suck, blah, 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 blah. Girls, come on, we've got to stay together because these guys are out to get us. And it's like, wow, Super Bowl halftime. I might go for a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I might just take pictures because you're really pretty. But, yeah.
How about Rex Ryan saying that if the game comes down to coaching, the Jets will lose?
I love – you know what? That is one of the things that I like about Rex Ryan. I honestly think he's telling the truth at that moment, Steven. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do. I believe in that moment – when he says things like that, especially talking because the Jets are playing the Patriots this weekend, when he's talking about that, he admires the bejesus, what his role basically in That's My Boy. He wasn't completely lying in his role where he admires Bill Belichick
and Tom Brady,
so much. He really does. First, Rex Ryan, above all things, is a lover of the sport of football. And if you're a lover of the sport of football, then you admire the heck out of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
I don't know. I love the sport of football. I don't know if I admire them.
I believe you should. I'm not going to tell you to.
Them
that's
for
what, but
what
that's
they
what he's
do,
saying.
But I don't admire them. That's this.
I admire what they've
between
done.
Respecting somebody and admiring them. Well, I respect them. I don't admire.
Maybe
them.
Admiration is too far because that means I want to be like you.
Yeah.
But I do want to do what you've done. I don't want to do it how you've done it.
Yeah.
But I do want to do what you've done. And so it's a fine line. And I think Rex Ryan is being honest. And he knows it's going to make good newspaper headlines.
Yeah, he's just talking out his beep.
But he loves doing that, Steven. And he's good at that. It's what beep. He's best at. So what else going on in the news? We haven't been on the air since we've told people about the multiple London games. Starting next year.
Oh, that's right.
So there you go. God
Pittsburgh
save the Queen.
At Minnesota. in Wembley?
Best question a month earlier, a month prior, in September, late September next year. Now, the best question I saw was,
are we going to stay in London for a month?
Well, I also like the comment that you boys better get a flat over here.
Oh, that's true, true.
Yeah, but we that'd be fun. But
if anybody has a room or two and would like house guests
or a cottage
for a month
or a cottage in Sussex,
we'll we'd be happy to.
Can't get
hang
further
out
than probably Sussex, probably.
Yeah,
that's probably too far. That may even be too far.
Yes.
But we can't be that far from London. A short train ride into London would take care of us. And we will spend more time there if that were the case.
I can't believe it.
I know, Steve.
So many things here, and I don't even have London Calling.
It's okay. We all know the Clash song.
That's
London Calling. Come on, everybody sing along.
Doesn't make me happy. So instead, we'll just do this.
It's just like London.
There's got to be some Latin scene in London that we haven't found yet. Right?
That we haven't found yet?
I mean,
Kara said, how's the Mexican food in London? So my daughter says, how's the Mexican food in London?
Did you tell her what Mexican food?
You know, well, because I saw what looked like a Panda Express on a map.
Really?
And it wasn't. It wasn't.
Now you got me.
Don't play anything Chinese at this point. We got to move on with the show.
However,
so here's the deal. Here's the tentative schedule.
Yes.
And trust me, please, for heaven's sake, get on Facebook. Because all I can promise is I will be updating Facebook. Steven is the responsible guy on the Twitter side of things. And I can profess and proclaim that I will be updating our Facebook stuff as we know things. So come out.
There are tons of Mexican restaurants in London.
Okay.
There's Chilingano and Benito's Hat. Let's go to Benito's Hat this year. How about that?
Benito's Hat.
Benito's
hat is such a difficult word to translate into Spanish.
Let's go to Lupita's.
Lupita's.
That's where we're going.
Yeah. If you make some killer mole, trust me, I will drop trowel and do anything. If somebody knows how to make mole
There are 65 reviews of Lupita's, and they're all generally really good.
Okay, well, as we're finding, London is becoming more and more of an international mecca.
Food excellent, decor very good, service excellent. Food excellent, decor very good, service excellent. Overall excellent, very good. Overall very good, overall excellent, man.
Did they have a monkey that comes to your table and asks for dimes?
Ooh, look at these tamales. Oh, we are going to Lupita's.
Okay, well, that works.
Lupita, vámonos. Okay.
Anyway, I will take care of the Facebook side of things. Steven will take care of the Twitter side of things.
Regarding
our whereabouts, where people can hook up with us.
We are here.
Yeah.
We are at the London Eye.
Yeah, we're not going to the Eye.
Yeah, we're not going there. You don't take me. That's okay, but I'm going with my family. Follow me.
Okay, that's great. all we know for sure. Richard's trying to take care of me with Arsenal tickets for the Wednesday.
You? What am I? Chopped liver?
A Spurs fan.
Because
Champions Week.
Are there any Spurs games going on?
We didn't look.
So you don't care about me. You just care about yourself.
No, I care about the listeners, and so I'm notifying people
really
about things.
Really nice. Okay.
So, all right. Facebook and Twitter, please follow, like, not because it's good for us in any financial sense, because it's not, but if you want to have an idea of where we're going to be and any last-minute changes to things, such as the post Trafalgar Square. We have a few hours between the end of the Trafalgar Square party on Saturday, the NFL fan rally in Trafalgar Square, which ends at 5:00. We're going to meet at a certain corner, and I'll be on Facebook telling you the intersection. And from there, we're going to take a walk over to Hyde Park and Speaker's Corner, where Steven's going to do his punishment. And then we're going to all get dinner, and then we're going to go down to Sport Cafe and start the party, get this party started. So we got lots of fun things we're going to do, and we want everybody to know. We will do our darndest on Sunday, game day, to get out to the tailgate instead of just running into doing our TV obligations on Sunday game day. We are committed for the sideline piece or the pitch side piece. So that's all we know for sure at this point. So we do have to be in the stadium well before the national anthem.
Yeah, and we need to talk about afterwards.
Well, the Dallas Cowboys play the New York Giants in the next game.
Yes.
And so that's going to be tough. We've got commitments that we're supposed to be at, things like that. So the point is, get on Twitter and Facebook if you are not yet following us, yes, so that you will know if you are a UK-oriented kind of person and going to be in the greater London area next weekend. Not this weekend, next weekend. We'll also be in studio, and I'll be trying to stay awake before 1 a.m., with Mike Graham, and Steven and I are going to be in studio, so it would be fun to have a late drink with somebody on the other south of the Thames is where the Talk Sports studio is. And so we'll be around doing stuff. It'd be fun to hang out with as many people as we can. So be sure to get in touch with us. Steven, I think it should be time for some football.
El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana! You know, tickets aren't all that expensive.
They're not. That's the point. They're cheaper than coming to America.
Wow. You could get it.
£70. You can get a decent ticket.
What are you talking about? I see adult 50 pounds? Price, 35 pounds.
35 pounds? Do you realize what a value that is? You can't park for 35 pounds here in America.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are getting a deal.
Do you know where Southampton is?
I do know where Southampton is.
Can I go to that game? Tottenham at Southampton.
Okay, that's to the north, believe it or not, but that's okay.
Then why is it called Southampton?
It's south of Hampton. Why is West Virginia actually north of Virginia? I don't know.
It is technically west if it comes down,
it goes to the other side of Virginia. These are things that, why are the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC East?
Yeah.
Why are the Houston Texans in the American League West?
They're not in the American League.
Houston Astros play in the American League West.
Yes, okay.
There's a lot of things we don't know.
Yeah.
Why is it that I go 3 hours in an airplane east, and I'm in the Midwest? Yeah.
Okay? Well, the Rams, the St. Louis Rams are in the West.
Well, but originally they were in Los Angeles. And before that, they were in Cleveland. I know. So don't start with me. You know what I'm sick of? People that are nitpicking. Nitpickers. Nitpickers, stop it. Stop it! You didn't dot your I. Oh, you're an idiot because you didn't dot your I.
Saturday, October 28th. That's before the game, right? That's the Sunday before the game.
What time?
3 p.m.
Eastern time.
No, 3 p.m. London time, I believe.
Where are you looking?
On Sky Sports.
Okay, so 3 p.m. on Saturday would be with 2 hours left in the Trafalgar Square party. And the game's where? In Southampton, you said?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to watch it. The game takes nearly 2 hours. We have 90 minutes plus stoppage time plus the intermission.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 2 hours. That puts it at 5 o'clock. Powwowing down to Speaker Corner where you're going to do
London Bridges Falling Down. Speaker
so you're
going to
skip Trafalgar Square.
I may have to.
Well, if we're doing that, then there's a lot more soccer options.
I've not gone to a game yet.
Neither have I.
Yes.
Who's been to the country more times?
You.
All right. Who actually gets up early on Saturdays to watch English soccer?
You.
Thank you. So I'm a bigger fan, and I've never been to a game either.
Yo, Mike DeCabby, you want to go to Southampton with me?
And I'm mad because
watch the Tottenham game.
The guy that got me into Arsenal, he bailed.
Did he?
He's gone off the radar. He's gone off the grid. So I'm alone.
We yelled at Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana, and then we never said what the game was. What
is the game? The Baltimore Ravens 5-1 at the Houston Texans 5-1.
Finally.
AFC supremacy.
Finally.
My Super Bowl team.
My Super Bowl team.
Are squaring off.
Finally, some teams with some winning records going at each other.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
That only took to week 7.
We got a few more coming up, but
5-1. This is your AFC title game if you ask Steven and I.
Houston. Just because I'm
Baltimore,
the Ravens,
we have a problem.
Did you see Ed Reed?
See Baltimore, you see what I did there?
Yes, I did.
Did
you see Ed Reed now? Claiming he's got an injury?
Dude, I'm so bummed about this Baltimore team.
And Sizzle doesn't look like it's going to be ready.
You know, when 5-5's on the field, there's a spirit that rises up inside. But he's not.
Yeah, no Lewis, no Webb. That defense, if you're going to ask the Baltimore Ravens and Joe Flacco to carry the football team.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. And by the way, in back-to-back weeks, the Baltimore Ravens have given up over 200 yards rushing to their two opponents. Oh, here comes Arian Foster.
Yeah, and Ben Tate.
and Ben Tate.
It's like, this is not really fair at all. Ladarius Webb, Ray Lewis, as Steven said, these guys are not going to be there as they go down to the Lone Star
and
State.
And remember, Haloti Ngata also hurt his leg against the Dallas Cowboys, and he's going to be gimpy if he does play in this game.
I don't see how Baltimore really stands a puncher's chance here.
If this were in Baltimore,
then they would have the puncher's chance.
I would have the chance, yeah.
They'd have the puncher's chance.
Not on
but
the
again,
road.
That's a boxing metaphor for somebody who basically throws haymakers and hopes to land one.
Houston's coming off a pretty disgusting loss. They are not going to be happy.
Is Joe Flacco a good quarterback?
Sure.
Is he elite?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Steve and I are not disrespecting the Baltimore Ravens.
No, not at all.
We think they're a damn fine football team.
We just
team.
Think it's going to take a lot of
your defense
points.
Used to be what carries this team, and we're in a period of transition where the offense is going to be carrying this team. But we are not yet there.
No.
And that's what you're going to force onto the field right now. You're going to force in a gimpy defense against a fierce Houston offense.
I really thought this was going to be El Juego Grande Estupenda Semana was going to be the challenge game.
I would take Baltimore over...
Yeah, you love them.
I do love them, but I have to acknowledge when my team's shitball banged up, Steven, I have to.
They are very...
They're sinking.
Shitball banged up!
They're going down.
They are going
They're
down.
Not shitball banged up. They're ship sinking. And the fact that they're in my power rankings, they'll be there for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Because when they lose to Houston, that won't knock them out. But eventually, if this team's not careful, I don't know who's going to win this division.
Your kid's a dweeb. I love her.
My kid's a dweeb. Which one? The one who broke his computer and says, Daddy, fix me?
That one, too. It's very nice. I got a text from the boy saying, man, your articles are getting better and better, Steven. I really like them, especially this week's Cowboys. I was like, hey, thanks, bud. He's reading my stuff.
Okay, and now listener Ed is sending. So many people are worried about you, Steven, with your punishment.
What did Ed say?
This is a personal note.
Okay.
But the gist of it is, think about your professional reputation over there in the country. Ed has always got our back. That's why I love Ed and why Ed is always nominated for Listener of the Year. Because the dude, he's smart as heck.
Yeah.
And he fact checks us nicely, not with just you didn't dot your I, but actually important facts.
Right.
And then you come to things like this punishment video. So, Steven, there is a – I will back off this for one moment.
Yeah.
You will probably be holding a sign that says, I am being forced to say this against my will.
Okay.
So I'm sensitive to these issues.
Yes. Because I'm
bringing spoiled fruit to throw at Steven.
No, someone suggested that I wear
a Kevlar vest.
I lost a bet.
Yeah, well, this is this.
And forced to.
We're not going to make a T-shirt because we don't have any budget. Okay, but I will
but you can't make
write
a sign. Yes.
That says I'm doing this against my will. And
I got the schedule of events for the entire week.
We get that every day.
You did?
We get it. Well, okay. I've been getting it every day, and they update it as need be.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe I should check my email.
So the cool thing is a lot of the – I'm really excited about this. Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, who's playing?
The Rams.
The Rams will be
the Rams arrive Tuesday at 8:20 a.m.
And they're going to be at Arsenal Football Club's training facilities, which will be fun. So that'll be a new place for us to go visit. Yes. And so when the Patriots come in on Friday, some point, they'll be heading down to the Oval. And that'll be another fun place to have a drink because we've got TV. Okay. We'll be doing a live TV thing, hopefully from the Oval.
Tuesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Player is going to be at Arsenal Football.
Nike Town.
The Rams cheerleaders.
At Oxford Circus. No. Players along with, the Rams cheerleaders. You're right. But Torrey Holt, Jackie Slater, and Marshall Faulk. Ex-Rams
Jack
are
Slater.
Be here. So, yeah.
I'm just going to hug Jackie Slater and say, bring the team back to L.A.
But so I apparently didn't get the email from Ed, he just sent it to you.
No, it was a personal thing. It honestly was like, have a clue.
Yeah.
And again, Ed, thank you. Yes. I need someone to have my back like that. I sincerely do. I get enthusiastic.
So did you back up off of having media there? That's what I was concerned about.
Yeah, I've not contacted. This is going to look. Speaker's Corner is designed for this kind of silliness. Okay, there's people there that believe that we should have the one world government. Okay,
I'm in Southampton until after the Spurs game. So just
right. Have you found Southampton on the map yet?
No, I'm looking.
Good luck
for
with that. I know. Is that why you're letting me monologue for most of the show? I'm just curious.
Can we get back to the Ravens? Ravens aren't going to win, right?
If this were the presidential debate, I'd be President Obama. Okay, I've got all the time on my side.
Wow,
it's true.
I beg to differ. I don't know which one you're watching.
The numbers at the bottom where they keep track.
Yeah,
on CNN.
Oh, that horribly biased news agency. I'm just saying. I'm talking about biased. The time.
Yeah,
they only had a couple minutes.
They have a clock though on the bottom where they keep a total on both people speaking.
Really,
who spoke the most?
Okay,
and then they have the thing in the middle. That's the best for Monday people. Please, in the United States, tune into CNN for the debate. Because it's so much fun. So they've got the clocks with who's talked the most, which is kind of annoying sometimes. And then they've got the bar in the middle where here's a middle ground, and we've got supposed, and I'm always questionable about these non-committed voters.
Yeah.
But they've got a room of non-committed voters with dials. And if it's if they like what people are saying, and if they dislike, they turn their dial. And so you actually have a graph as the guy's talking. You see if it – so basically if you go Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan, you'll like spike that thing. You'll break it, okay? I'm not judging. I'm just saying the way it is. I'm just describing. And if you go basically – kill puppies, kill puppies, kill puppies. It'll tank, okay? Right. Okay? Ronald Reagan, Ronald Reagan. And so as people talk about things, you see, and they differentiate men and women.
Right.
And so you actually, one of the things you saw was that Mitt Romney was doing better with women this time than last time.
Right.
That surprised the heck out of me. I don't know what he did to do
that. Well, he had a binder full of women. So.
He had a binder full of women. That was a good line. You know, dude, that was a great line. That was a great line. I don't need a binder, thank you. No, I have people, and they've got people, and they know some people. And so that's how we found people. But if women are really making 70% of what men make, why do men get hired more than women? If I thought business is about making money,
it is.
If I could save 28% by hiring women, then shouldn't I? These are things that make you go, All right. We will do a political podcast Baltimore. At some point. We both have got Houston. Steven's got Baltimore, so that's the challenge game.
No.
You just said we both have
Houston.
I'll play it back for you.
Okay. Well, if I said that, I was wrong. We both have Houston.
Games of the week, people. We got work to do.
We'll start with the Thursday night football where the 4-2 Seattle Seahawks travel to the 4-2 San Francisco 49ers.
USC versus Stanford again. We look forward to this when these guys were college coaches.
Do you remember
when
Stanford ran up the score?
What's your problem?
And then Harbaugh tried to go for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game.
What's your problem?
Stick it to him.
These coaches hate each other.
Yes, they do. Yes,
they do. They've hated each other a long time. And yeah, they're young NFL coaches.
Yes.
But their hatred goes back decades.
Yeah, they do not like each other. And I suspect Harbaugh gets the better of Pete Carroll again.
Look, this game kicks off in a matter of hours.
You're going to be talking about it. I may be in the rave cave.
Please come out.
Okay.
Please come out. This will be so much fun. I'll be doing it for Talk Sport Radio, giving updates and doing our lengthy piece
on
the NFL.
You know, when we're on the radio, we don't have the volume up. You can't have the volume up on the TV.
Well, the fact that we got a TV into the rave cave is simply amazing.
That was simply.
Now it's an old TV, and half
much.
The picture goes black at some point.
You know
what? Why do I have to bring race into everything, Steven?
You do. But you know what, Jeff?
Why can't
I watched
go white?
The entire game Monday night,
and it didn't
and
happen.
It never happened.
It just depends.
Of
the times, half the screen, the lower half of the screen, which has the score and the time and the situation,
basically there are three motherboards in there, and that third motherboard, which is that third part of the screen,
is buggy,
and you know,
so the picture just goes out.
I wasn't going to pay $300 to get it replaced when I could go get a
brand
new
TVs at five. Okay, why are you going to pay three? So we brought Steven's old flat screen out here to the Rave Cave. We trucked it all the way over. We've plugged it in, and it works. And sometimes, though, inevitably, Mike will say, "What's the situation?" I'll be like, And I'll fortunately have I use CBSSports.com for my game by play by play.
I've been using that recently.
Do you like
but
it?
But I like we it need to except find the that ultimate. In the third quarter, someone goes in to
take a
break
nap. I hate
or
that.
Something.
You cannot take a nap when you're doing play by play.
And it's like it's stuck. Webcast. There's five. It's not 5 minutes left in the third quarter. There's 8 minutes left in the fourth.
So what I like about CBS is they keep the most recent play up, the most recent drive up, the score, the stats leaders, so I can always do a recap and Tony Romo is 11 for 15 for 73 yards, you know, and these are your rushing leaders.
What I like about CBS is if you go, Jeff, and it's like it says the drive chart.
Yeah.
And you see you hover over it, it gives you everything that happened.
That's
in that drive.
What I know.
Which is
that's awesome. Just sick. And a player's name. If you hover, they show the picture.
Yes.
And it's picture. Like that's just so good. That makes you sound like you should be doing radio. It's really good, Steve.
Mike the Cabbie, you made me laugh at my own joke.
You made me laugh. Have you found it on the map?
No, I stopped looking because you yelled at me. do we both have the San Francisco 49ers?
We do. Mostly, it's a short week. Look, folks, if this was in
short
Seattle.
Short week at home. I'm just telling you right now. Telling you right now.
Mostly.
It's Thursdays.
Mostly.
From here on out, only one road team has won.
I understand. We're only week seven, Steve. It's a small sampling.
From here on out, I'm taking the home team. I don't care who it is.
I want to look ahead on the schedule.
It could be Mission Viejo High School going up against the Green Bay Packers. If they're at home, I'm taking Mission Viejo High School.
I don't even know how Mission did last year.
Yeah, they did do so good.
I don't even know that. Because,
I could be lying. They could have, won the championship.
The problem is, look, I think about the Smiths.
The Smiths.
Mr. and Mr. Smith on the San Francisco defensive side. Aldon and Justin. That just, one of them is going to get to the quarterback. And poor little Russell Wilson has never in his career faced a defense like this.
Yeah, plus he struggled immensely on the road. He's been great at home.
Exactly.
And Seattle has been great.
The 12th man has been his friend.
Yeah, on the road, not so much. And the other thing is, Harbaugh teams, no back-to-back ugly games.
No.
Okay.
So not going to happen, and you tanked it last week against the Giants.
Yeah.
So you're not going to do it again. You're going to be ready for this short week matchup. Seattle's going to come down, and trust me, Candlestick Park is going to be rocking tonight.
Rocking, because the house is a rocking. Don't bother the knocking. Said the house is a rocking.
Steven,
don't bother
knocking. We've got to keep track of the lines.
House is a rocking.
Don't come knocking.
Don't bother. Come on in.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm looking at the lines. Not the Lions, the Lions. San Francisco minus 7.
Yes.
38 over under. I'm still very swayed on the under on this game because, to me, they couldn't put together an under low enough for me to say no to.
I don't know.
I see a final score of 14-13 kind of thing, 14-12.
It's a possibility, but it's also a possibility that San Francisco might come out so upset that they put up 38 on their own.
Seattle's defense, you are greatly underestimating how powerful this defense is. And defenses travel. So it's a short week. It's tough to get guys healthy on a short week. But look, Seattle's defense, they are a young team. And if anybody can bounce back from a short week going on the road, it's the Seattle Seahawks. I like them a lot. I like them a whole lot.
Take them. Make it the challenge game.
That's never going to happen.
Okay, we both have the Niners. Moving on, another pair of 4-2 teams. The Arizona Cardinals travel to Minnesota to face the Minnesota Vikings. Jeffrey, I'm going on a limb. And here we're about to find out who the pretender is.
We've always known the pretender's the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, yeah, but now we're
going to
find out.
We've always known that.
We're going to find out
for
real.
Why, because they're going to go on the road to Minnesota that's pretty decent? Come on, people! Minnesota, -6. At home against a very good Arizona defense. When you talk NFC West, you're talking defense, friends.
Yeah, but their offense is stinky poo-poo.
They're on the backup quarterback, and they're going to stay there for a little while.
He was their starter, remember?
Yeah.
Scary skeleton.
At this time of year, Halloween, you never know.
Scary skeleton.
For scary skeletons, rickety rack, down my bony back for scary
Three
skeletons.
Three skeletons, two trick-or-treaters, and a gnoll in a dead tree. There you go.
Well, I didn't know that one.
It's the, the 12 days of Halloween. You've never heard it?
I don't know it, and you can teach it to me after I leave.
Oh, after you leave. Five scary spooks.
All right, now there you go. Now you're bringing race back into it. Washington and New York Giants, 3-3 at 4-2. That's yes, horrible. I'm horrible. That's yeah. what I was. I live to have Stephen call me horrible. Washington 3-3, Giants 4-2 at the New Meadowlands Stadium. MetLife is what they like us to call it. I'm calling it the New Meadowlands. Morning game on Fox. G-men 5.5-point favorites at home. Washington Redskins needing a rebound very badly to keep up.
I don't need a rebound. They won the last game. I'm sorry.
They need to stay on hot. Top of things.
They stay
They
hot.
Need to stay hot, and they're going the divisional game. What else do you need to know, Stephen?
Well, you know, J.P. Paul, Jason Pierre-Paul.
I've talked so much that Stephen forgot how to talk. I feel really crummy. Stephen, I'm sorry. I seriously have talked so much. I realize I'm dominating this because I can look at the audio.
Don't bring it to my side. Go the other way. I will kill you. We chase quarterbacks all the time, Pierre Paul
said. I thought
you
were talking to me.
We turn and run to the ball matter what.
I thought you were talking to me. You scared me. I thought you were mad at me.
This is Pierre Paul talking to Robert Griffin III.
I thought you were mad at me.
Don't be mad. I, unfortunately,
hail to the Redskins.
I have to take the New York Giants.
Hail victory.
They're
you're going to lose. I don't know about this game, okay?
Yeah, I don't
Vegas
know
Vegas has Giants by -5.5.
So what you're telling me is you're taking the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, no. But I am saying that I'm not sure about this line, and I would not be surprised if the Redskins figured out a way to handle the Giants.
I would love it if the Redskins won this game.
Sure, because it would equalize the standings and give Dallas a chance to get into this thing and stay in this thing until the bitter, bitter end. However, I just don't know. I think back with the Giants, Stephen, to their game against Carolina. Mm-hmm. They handled Cam.
Yeah.
They had like two spies.
This isn't Cam.
This is not Cam Newton.
Yeah.
This is Robert Griffin III.
Yeah. I'm not taking the Redskins. I would like to. I don't know how they've traveled yet. And so this is going to be a very interesting game. But I suspect the Giants will find a way to win it. I'm done.
Okay.
So we have yet
to differ. We've yet to differ.
I told you. We're not going to do. I don't know how you're going to pick a challenge game this week.
Stephen believes we're not going
to
differ on games.
Moving to the final game.
We're not going
to
differ here.
Of the week.
The games of the
week. The 3-3 New York Jets travel to New England to face the 3-3 Patriots.
This, as well as the Baltimore-Houston game, will be seen on Sky Sports 3 and Sky Sports 3 HD. Mm-hmm. This will be the late game, kicking off 9:25 in the UK. The New England Patriots are 10.5-point favorites, Stephen.
That's all you need to know. I mean, if you're taking the Jets.
You get a lot of points.
You do.
You get a lot of points.
You do get a lot of points. Will you give me the points if I take the Jets?
Is this the dumbest wager line of the week then?
No.
Because I'm always just thinking about work.
Yeah, no. Do I get the 10.5? Or do the Jets still have to actually win the game?
Yeah, no. We don't do point spreads
Darn
with
it.
The. No, we don't. So what are you going to do there, bro?
I'm going to take the New England Patriots.
What?
I think the Patriots at home are pretty good. And the Jets, for some reason, they have problems with the Patriots. I don't know what it is.
Do they have an easy time with anybody?
They had an easy time last week with the Indianapolis Colts.
All right. Fair point.
35-9.
What do you think of the Jets mixing in their little Wildcat packages?
I still think that
it's obviously a work in progress.
Yeah, here's my thing. You mix in the Wildcat, I think, when Sanchez is struggling. But when he's got you when he's marching you down the field, let him finish the drive, man. Let him finish the drive. He just marched you all the way down the field. And now you're inside the 20, so you're going to get cute with Tebow?
Yes, we are, because he can get us 7 yards on the first down and set up second and short. I mean, that's the thinking of Mr. I Wear My Sunglasses at Night and the head coach there.
All right, I still got New England.
Yeah, no, this is not going to change anything, but I suspect that the Jets cover the spread. somehow because they seem to always play each other tough. Tom Brady was – I don't know when Tom Brady's being sarcastic. Is he?
He is always being sarcastic.
That's very helpful.
As long as you just know he is always being sarcastic.
That is very helpful.
Brother, dude won't give you a straight answer.
Because he's always got that smirk on his face.
Yes, he's being sarcastic.
Okay, you know, this game.
If there is something that.
Here's Tom Brady. This is always a close game.
Yeah.
These are two teams that are very well matched against each other.
That's why, you know, they only beat them by 35 last year.
Expect it to be a very close game as it usually is.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady, and he's got a smirk on his face. I'm like, so are you just saying we're going to kick their ass? Is that what you're really saying, but you don't want to say it, but you won't say it?
Well, you should, because you're the great reader between the liner.
And I don't know Tom Brady because he's, look, supermodels, and he is a supermodel, and so is his wife. Supermodels generally have a way of doing Jedi mind tricks.
Yes.
And they work on me.
Oh, okay.
They're very effective to me, which is why a supermodel, because they're almost always saying something positive.
Yes.
And I like to hear positive, Steven.
Right.
I don't like to hear BS,
right.
But I like to hear positive, and so I am actually looking for it. Yes. But
supermodels are interesting.
Jeff, you are such a fascinating man. And I'm like, uh-huh, tell me more.
Jeff just gets blinded.
Tell me more.
Look, I was fortunate enough at one point in my life, in my collegiate career.
To have had time with supermodels. I dated a Rams cheerleader.
And
a Rams cheerleader.
Was she a supermodel? What's the difference?
She was a Rams cheerleader. Yes, she modeled a lot. Okay. She was not super. They didn't have the supermodel designation back in the early 80s.
Because this was early 90s for me. And it's they're different creatures.
And she wasn't a Rams cheerleader at the time. She was a high school cheerleader, soon to be a Rams cheerleader.
There you go. This is your classic. I had dinner with Jeff Bridges. He was two tables down from me.
First of all, when I say that I had dinner with Kirby
Puckett?
That's no, the only no, Kirby the actor. The actor with Tom Hanks and City Slickers. Bruno
I think it's Bruno Kirby.
Bruno Kirby. But when I say that I had dinner with him, I literally meant that I had dinner with him, which meant that we were at an Italian restaurant, Little Italy, in
Bruno
New York.
Kirby.
Okay. It sounds wrong coming out now, especially now that he's dead. So, Steven, it was as if, if we were at a restaurant.
Yes.
And this is the table. I'm sitting here. You're sitting there. We're not even at different tables.
So you're at the same table.
We're at the same, but it's a long table.
Okay.
But we're at the same table, and there's only like two people between us.
Okay.
So I had dinner with Bruno Kirby. How do I say that I didn't? We were eating dinner at the same time at the same table. Now, did he know I was there or care? No.
Okay.
Yes, it gives the impression that Bruno might have noticed that I was there or cared. He did say hello to me.
Right.
As he was leaving, he said, have a good night.
Okay.
Because we were sitting at the same table. It'd be rude otherwise.
Why were you sitting at the same table?
It's an accident.
Okay.
I had done some internet research back in the day. This is 15, 16 years ago. Internet was just in its infancy.
Yes.
And but I had found the best Italian restaurant in Little Italy in New York. And so I went there to have like a cannoli. And I went and they seated me because the place was so crowded. They seated me at an open end of a table that Bruno Kirby was at.
I see.
And that's how it happened.
Okay.
But I had dinner with Bruno Kirby. You can't say I didn't.
You didn't. You might think I can't say that you didn't, but you didn't. Let's move on to must-see games. The 3-3 Green Bay Packers travel to St. Louis to face the St. Louis Rams. This is an early game
on
Fox.
They're both 3-3, so you go with the home team.
You go for it.
You go, girl.
I would love for you to do
go,
that.
Girl.
Yeah.
Green Bay is favored on the road by 5.5. Mm-hmm. Green Bay is I think they turned a little corner. I don't know. Was it just me last week in Houston where they turned a little corner?
Well, they have to continue that same intensity.
Absolutely.
And that same we hate everybody.
Okay,
Steven. Because once you start to play like we hate everybody,
you can't be beaten generally.
Right. And
if you've got talent.
Yeah.
That's important. So, Steven, here's the thing. What is it about Houston that uniquely made them leave it all on the table emotionally? And I say nothing. It's not like there's some big rivalry game or something like that. So basically, they revved up the engines, and they are ready to go on a long roll here.
Here's the thing.
They go to the Rams. There's no animosity here. There's no love loss here. There's nothing.
Yeah, but you know what? The Houston Texans didn't apply a lot of pressure defensively to Aaron Rodgers. They did have two sacks. J.J. Watt had two sacks. But he was it. Now, that was pretty much it. There really wasn't a lot of pressure at Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he's going to see a lot more pressure.
From the Rams, once again, you're talking NFC West.
Defenses.
And, you know, you got Long. You got Quinn.
These guys
are coming off the edge. They're going to get after him. If the Green Bay Packers truly turned a corner, they will pick that up. That won't be a problem.
Right.
They will dominate this game, and they'll win by double digits.
So here's how I see the game playing out. Opening drive, they've already got it scripted. They boom, 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 down the field, score a touchdown.
Yeah.
And then they go off script, and the Rams' pressure starts to work. And so it looks like it's going to be a shootout, and then it's not, and then it slows down. And then you go into halftime, and they make the adjustments, and then they come out, and they clean house the second half. That's how I see it going. The Rams are just – if it were not for Danny Amendola, my God, people do not – do not think this Rams team is not good, okay? They are just this is the fairest assessment that you can make about them. They are not deep, okay? This is not a deep team. This is a shallow team. This is a team that is susceptible to injuries. There is very few next men up for this team, and that is the problem. So Danny Amendola goes down as your one. You're left with, Brandon Gibson and things like that, and guys that really don't have any right being anything but a slot third down back, and they're at wide receiver.
Here are the Rams' wins. They beat the Arizona Cardinals on that Thursday night football
tough game
where they were at home.
Yeah.
They beat Seattle at home.
Tough game.
And they beat the Washington Redskins at home.
Tough game.
On the road is where their three losses have come. They lost to Detroit, they lost to Chicago, and they lost to the Miami Dolphins last week.
Losing to Detroit is a problem because I don't think they're very good this year.
So this team's 3-3. All their three wins have come at home.
And all their three losses have come on the road, inversely.
And with the exception of that Arizona game where they won 17-3 pretty easy and mostly because of their defense – That game was in question till pretty late. I mean, it was 10-3 almost the whole way until they scored. Sam Bradford threw that 50-yard touchdown pass to make it 17-3 there, and that was the final.
Okay.
They're not going to be able to hold the Green Bay Packers to 14-3.
You're absolutely right.
13 points.
Green Bay scores 20 points and more, and this game's over. Okay?
And I don't know if the Rams can score that many points.
It's boy, the way Steven Jackson is being worked into retirement is downright odd.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's very weird.
So we
what's
both
going
have the
on
Packers.
There. We sure do.
The Dallas Cowboys at 2-3 travel to Carolina to face the 1-4 Carolina Panthers.
Nothing could be more painful than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football loss.
The Panthers are coming off a bye week. Cam Newton says that this season is far from a wash. He's going to turn it around. He's Cam Newton.
Uh-huh.
He is Hello Kitty. And man, see, I needed to put that.
That's for video. He played
video
to his camera.
Hello Kitty. Superman, if you want to call him that.
I want to. I'm going to keep wearing my Cam Newton jersey and rooting for them.
Ooh, so you're taking them in this game? And
hell
this
no.
Is a challenge game?
Hell no.
Okay, so we both got the
but I'm going to keep wearing my Cam Newton jersey.
Okay.
I paid a lot of money for it, first of all. That
quite
being
frankly,
said.
This is I think if the Jeff Ellis curse returned, it's come back with a vengeance. Pow! I mean, just like right here. Because not only is it now taking down teams, it's taking down superstar players, baby.
It's taking down a region that I want to live in. That hurts. That hurts.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I still want to move there to the Carolinas.
So I think the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, we got family there in North Carolina?
I did not know that.
Dee Dee's cousins
Okay.
live near Charlotte. and big NASCAR people and stuff. We'd be 2 hours away from family.
The Dallas Cowboys.
We wouldn't miss you at all.
I think they need to. I think one, Jason Kerrig needs to stop listening to what everybody's talking about. He was responsible for the Dallas Cowboys losing to the Baltimore Ravens. Okay? And they he was tired of hearing, well, the Dallas Cowboys don't run the ball, that's their problem. That he went out to make it a point that we're going to run the ball and we can run it effectively to the detriment of his football team.
And your running back.
When you're running the ball that effectively, you know what's great? Play action pass. And, oh, by the way, you've only got a quarterback who this season, when you've called play action pass calls, is nearly perfect. You know how many play action passes they called against Baltimore when their run was so efficient that it would have been to help his football team?
No, but I suspect you know.
Yeah, twice.
What?
He called two play action passes.
On Baltimore?
They didn't throw the ball down the field but once. Jason Garrett.
You got a stable of horses that want to catch the ball. A stable. Most teams would like to have any members of your stable.
And when you're being that effective with running the ball, that's when you're being effective running the football, that's when play action pass works.
You know why? Because they're not expecting it. It's a trick play. Trick play. But you're not tricky enough to run the trick play. Nice job, Jason Garrett.
He needs to just stop listening to what everybody's saying and just start
focusing.
What
frightens me is the line here that Dallas is only getting 2.5 points, giving 2.5 points. That seems off, but I want to see what else is out there. Pittsburgh Steelers 2-3, Cincinnati Bengals 3-3. And would people stop saying that us guys like the Dallas Cowboys? It's Steven who likes the Dallas Cowboys.
What are you talking about?
I see all over the message boards and stuff.
I hate the Cowboys.
Okay. But people they lump us together in that way.
You're lumpy.
I am lumpy, but that doesn't mean that I get lumped into being a Cowboys lover. I'm not. I'm an LA team guy.
Yeah.
And we don't have a team, so I pick a new team every year, and I've never once picked the Cowboys.
You don't like the Cowboys at all, a little bit?
I certainly don't like them any more than any other team.
Okay. All right, that's fair.
Kansas City Chiefs I like more than the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, that's
not this season. I mean, you
crazy.
Put them on a
we'll see what
me.
Happens, but I actually like this as my dumbest way.
Yeah, me too. But, Steven, since we are Cowboys homers,
yeah.
since we are Cowboys homers, we can't be trusted.
All right. Well, then don't trust us.
I would put $20 on this game in a heartbeat.
We're only 4-2 this season.
In a heartbeat. So. Yeah, but we're 2 losses in a row, and that hurts.
It does. So let's get on the winning ways.
Pittsburgh,
dude,
Cincinnati.
You're trying to tell me they can't win by a field goal. That's all they got to do.
Seriously. Okay, Pittsburgh Steelers 2-3, Cincinnati Bengals 3-3. Football night in America. Now you got me thinking about the boots. She does need to put the boots back on. Cincinnati is 1.5 point dogs at home.
Fear the home dog.
Fear the home
dog.
I have Cincinnati.
So do I. I'm telling
Steven,
you. I really thought you were taking
Pittsburgh.
This was
going to be the challenge game.
I got the Bengals at home. The Pittsburgh Steelers are struggling.
When the Steelers lose their hair, they are powerless. They are Samson.
Yes. And not just on the defensive side of the ball. No Rashard Mendenhall at practice.
No Mendy.
No Isaac Redman at practice. What are they going to do for running back? Who's going to run the ball? Ginkgo Biloba? I don't know.
I'm Jeff, and I have mesothelioma.
I really don't know what they're doing.
Bumblebee tuna was the correct answer. Thank you for playing along at home. But yeah, Pittsburgh, look, they're reeling. When I say that they're falling out of my power rankings in the medals, it'll be this game that knocks them out of it. And I don't like it. The league is better when the Pittsburgh Steelers are good.
Yeah.
The league is a lot more fun. Ben Roethlisberger needs help. When he got bull rushed, Bull rush the other day. His line's not protecting him. When you're having your own guard pushed into you, and that's what causes you to be sacked, your line needs to be protecting you better, dude.
All right, well, Redman is hopeful that he could play this week.
Well, so am I.
Rashard Mendenhall is looking shaky with his Achilles. We don't know. So it looks like maybe Baron Batch. Is going to be the guy.
And that's confusing because you have a quarterback on your roster named Charlie Batch.
Yes.
When I see Batch under center,
Yeah.
I'm a, ooh, what happened to Ben? Or I see Batch in the backfield. I think you're running some sort of wildcat with Charlie Batch.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop it. You can only have one Batch on your team.
Baron Batch.
You can't have a Batch of Batches.
Batch of Batches. That's good.
All right.
So we both have Cincinnati.
Detroit, Chicago, the Bears.
Monday Night Football from SoCoger Field.
It's not that cold yet.
ESPN, the Detroit Lions travel to Chicago to face the Bears. Jeffrey?
Why is it that Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, I have so many memories of Jay Cutler making a complete horse's butt out of himself?
Because he has recently. I flip-flopped on this game.
Detroit has to bounce back at some point.
Well,
and Detroit is...
And last week's win versus the Eagles, where they came back from 10 points...
Was it compelling?
It was. It might be their bounce-back game.
Yeah.
It might be their bounce-back game.
Yeah.
But I'm sure as heck not going to take them against Chicago on Monday Night Football in Chicago. This game we're in Detroit.
Oh,
I'll take the Lions.
I still take the Bears.
No, probably. I take the Lions in Detroit.
I believe you. I probably don't.
Which is okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? Jay Cutler on the road on Monday night, I don't think I want any part of that.
Somebody
but
give me some O2.
He's at home. The Lions defense has not been good this season. I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears.
I'm going with the Chicago Bears as well. Dub Bears, Monday Night Football, 5:30 ESPN.
Jeffrey, I'm finding it very difficult to believe
we're gonna differ on the nap games.
We are going to differ on any nap games.
Steven Miranda, I have gone against the spread on some of these games.
So have I. No,
obviously, we have the same picks.
The only one
we have the same picks.
The only one we went away from where we took the underdog is Cincinnati. That's the only dog we've taken.
And that's where I was going to have you. Now, mind you, I still have an upset coming.
Okay. Well, then I don't have any upsets coming.
Then we're going to have a default.
So we will have the...
And you know what it is, too.
No way.
No way you're going to let that be the challenge game. You're changing your pick right now. Nice!
Nap games! We still got to get the score.
Tennessee Titans 2-4, the Buffalo Bills. Morning game on CBS will not be shown anywhere else, thank God. Oh, by the way, we're
besides
getting screwed, Steven.
Tennessee and Buffalo.
We're getting screwed. There's only two afternoon games.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots, New York Jets is one of them. The other is the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Oakland Raiders.
It doesn't matter for us, buddy.
We're getting the Raiders.
No, it doesn't matter for the afternoon games. We're on a car driving to the airport
at 1 o'clock
through the airport. Yeah,
our flight's at 5.
My preference should pick us up at 2.
My wife would be the car.
Oh, okay. Your wife.
We should car service.
That's right. We should anymore. We used to a lot.
Well,
time
you know,
ago.
It was easier when we had. Here's $6,000 of money that you're going to make for this year.
Yeah.
And here's 3 trips that you're going to take.
Yes.
And if you include a car to get to the airport, you can do the whole thing for $6,000. Or you can save $100 each trip. That's $300. What do we do with that? We get taxed on that, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so we needed to spend everything. And then we started a new way of doing business where we're trying to make money. And that didn't work. And that cost us a lot more money. So now we carry forward losses year after year.
Yeah.
We don't need to compound the losses. That's where we are. That's our tax situation right now.
Okay.
Is that we've got losses. We've got enough losses, Steven, to carry us for decades.
Okay.
Okay, capital losses there. Yes. Speaking as my accountant side. So our airport transportation will be my wife.
Okay. Thank you, Dee Dee.
So,
and she's actually our transportation back the second week when we come back.
For the Mirandas.
For the Mirandas. Yes.
I have to find my own way back because I land at like 3 o'clock on Tuesday or something.
Yes.
And... Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
No, I need a ride. I don't need a hug.
I can't help you with the ride. The Tennessee at Buffalo. And so I'm just saying we should probably the flight's at 5. We need to get there 2 hours before, which is
3,
so we should leave at 2.
No, it doesn't take an hour to get to LAX, first of all.
You don't know? What if there's What if there's a space shuttle that's crashed in the middle of the freeway?
The space shuttle is now at the Science Center.
Did it make it okay? Because it was moving at like 1 mile an hour.
And it was way behind schedule. It's now at the Science Center. Okay. The president probably isn't here getting more money.
Are you sure?
He's got a debate to prep for on Monday. He shouldn't be meeting with George Clooney getting more money.
Because I got an email from Bill Clinton this time asking for money. And I said, Bill, I love you. I voted for you when you were the president. And I'm probably going to continue to vote for Barack Obama. But here's the deal. I don't have money to give because I got my gasoline to put in my car. I'm in danger.
I'm on
empty. I may
empty.
Not be
I've
able
got the
to
light
pick
on.
Up the girls
I've
from
got the
school
fuel light
today.
On. We're afraid to get gas here in California. We're terrified to get gas. We keep rolling the dice that tomorrow will be cheaper, and it's not.
Not. It's going up.
Sharon posted a picture on Facebook of gas where she lives, $5.30. For regular, 87.
Yeah. I refuse to pay $5 for gas.
This is my point.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I said 460, and this is 461 right now. So if it doesn't come down a cent, I'm not going to get it.
I'm filling up on my way home. I don't have a choice. I got.
Can I ride with you to the studio tomorrow?
Yeah, we should carpool. We have to carpool.
I'm so weak. Will you please take me to the studio?
Is that why you wanted me to give you a ride last week?
No. Well, last week we were there. You know, I was going to come over there to drop off the girls. So
okay.
That's why I went with you. This week, I'm just telling you, I got no gas.
Tennessee at Buffalo leads off the nap games, morning games. I was just complaining that L.A. market is going to get stuck with the Oakland Raiders and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, you were.
Instead of the Jets in New England, which is a far... There's only two games in the afternoon, and L.A. market is going to get screwed.
I thought you had the DirecTV thingy. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
I do.
Good to game.
On my computer. On my phone, on my iPad, TV. I can, and I will.
Okay.
I want maybe, since there's only two games, I want my big screen to have the Jets-Patriots.
Yeah.
And I want my DirecTV, which they won't let me do because I'm blacked out because that's a local feed.
Right.
So I can't punch up the Raiders and Jags.
Yeah.
They're making it difficult. Making it unnecessarily difficult.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, thanks for feeling my pain. I appreciate that. So Tennessee at Buffalo, Steven, what do you got? I got 2-4 Tennessee, Buffalo 3-3 in Buffalo.
I'm gonna go with the Bills.
I'm going with the Titans.
Okay, well then I guess this is the game where
challenge game. Woohoo!
A different. I don't particularly like anything the Tennessee Titans got.
I do. You know what I like? It's one thing I like. Can you name it?
Hasselbeck?
Matthew Hasselbeck. I don't think he's the Messiah. Yeah. I just think this is a team that would have a winning record right now or a 500 record if you'd started the season with Matt Hasselbeck. You play to win the game. You don't play for next year.
Yeah.
And Matt Hasselbeck was ready. I talked to him at length at the Rose Bowl, and he was ready to be the guy this year, but he knew that they were going to go locker him. And they lockered him. And now that Hasselbeck's there, this team is now relevant. They've got Kenny Britt. They've got wide receivers, Nate Washington. And they can get stuff done. And Chris Johnson is going to explode.
Disagree.
For our first wager of the day, $1.
Uh-oh.
Chris Johnson gets 130 yards.
I am so over that.
Chris Johnson, 130.
Yeah, here, put these down, or else I'll take those two.
Okay. I just been piling my dollars there.
130 yards on the ground, or total?
Total yards. Not special teams, but total yards.
Yeah, but rushing and receiving?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. I don't know.
Okay, I'll go as low as 105 rushing.
105 rushing I'll take. He's not rushing for 100. But 130 total, he might have a couple
105 rushing yards for $1 is the wager.
There it is.
There
I'll take
it is.
No 105 rushing.
All right, we have our challenge game, more likely than not. The Cleveland Browns 1-5 at Indianapolis 2-3. Steven, what do you got?
I got the Indianapolis Colts. I think at home, the Colts are a different team. And they're coming off an embarrassing loss. They're not going to let that happen again.
Indianapolis favored by 3. I, too, have the Colts. New Orleans Saints 1-4 at Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2-3. Tampa Bay Dogs by 3 points. Steven, what do you
fear
like?
Fear the home dog!
Fear the home dog! I have Tampa Bay.
You do?
I do.
Well, you've got another game. The New Orleans Saints are coming off a bye week, Jeffrey.
I've heard that.
And if the if there's one thing I know about the New Orleans Saints, they know how to play coming off a bye.
If there's one thing I know about Tampa Bay is that they're figuring stuff out with Greg Schiano and this new, completely new system that he's trying to install there. I don't respect Greg Schiano a whole lot yet, but I do respect Josh Freeman, and I do believe that New Orleans is going to be just, look, they're a mess. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. 49.5 is the over-under. I would lean towards the over on this game. New Orleans doesn't have a clue how to play defense, and Tampa Bay's offense ain't half bad, and they're playing at home. And they're playing outdoors, and we all know that Drew Brees is not a big fan of out-of-doors. So, lastly, Jacksonville Jaguars 1-4 at the Oakland Raiders 1-4. Oakland favored by 4.
I'm going to take the Raiders because they're
at home. I'm taking the Raiders because they're at home, and you're talking about two of the crappiest teams in the NFL. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do, friends? You take the home team.
Where were these guys on your ranking, by the way?
That's a very Raiders, good question.
The Raiders were 30 and the Jags were 31.
You're pulling a mic and you're just, you know, you're ambushing me. But the Jaguars are just mossy at 27.
Oh, 27.
And
oh,
the Oakland Raiders are 30.
Well, that's way too high for the Jags.
Underneath the Jags, Carolina, Tennessee, Oakland, Cleveland, Kansas City.
I think three out of those four teams should be above the Jags.
Yeah, Carolina. They're not good. They're not good. Yeah. Maybe I'm a little overly harsh because I'm believing in them.
Yes.
So reminder that the bye weeks are Atlanta, Denver, Kansas City, Miami, Philadelphia, San Diego. If you have not screwed with your fantasy roster, it may be too late and you may lose.
Well, do it immediately. Well, if you're listening to the sound.
That's what I'm saying. Enjoy your weekends.
All you got to do on Wednesdays, look at your roster. Do you have anyone playing Thursday?
You look in the column where they have the kickoff time. And the letters TH.
Yes.
If the letters TH are there, you have work
all
to do.
All you have to decide is, do I want him to play on Thursday or not?
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
If you want him to play, just leave him there. Fine. If you don't, you better have someone to put in there.
Okay. So, Steven, we're going to, as you wrap up the show here a little
bit.
We are
wrapping up the show.
You're going to give me some fantasy football advice.
Before we do that, you got to tell me, we got two games, only two games that we differ on this week. I got Buffalo. You got Tennessee. I got New Orleans. You got Tampa Bay.
I still believe in Matt Hasselbeck.
All right. So there is our challenge game. Jeffrey believes that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will take care of the Buffalo Bills. And so challenge game is locked. All I've got to say is we are coming to London. We leave Sunday afternoon.
If you want to greet us at the airport and give us a ride and not have us take the Heathrow Express, we arrive at 2 o'clock.
Please
send us a car.
Send us a
car. So, Steven, here's the situation.
If you want to take Steven to Southampton to see the Tottenham Hotspurs play Southampton on Saturday, October 28th for a 3 p.m. kickoff, I would so love to go because I've never been. And if Jeffrey is going to say something. Yes, you need help.
I need some fantasy help.
Yes.
I can start 2 of 3.
Okay.
2 of 3. And it's running backs, and I'm deep. So I've got Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, and Frank Gore.
Peterson and Gore. I'm not putting Chris Johnson on my lineup ever.
Well,
I traded him away.
No,
I got $5 and a bucket of balls.
And I'm happy, but I think this is the time that he actually.
You've got a bet saying that he's going to rush for 105.
And Steven, here's the thing.
I don't
Chris
think
Johnson, the Buffalo Bills rushing defense is 29th against running backs.
Right.
Out of 32. Chris Johnson can't get me 18 fantasy points. I mean, I think that's right. And Frank Gore against the best rush defense fantasy wise on a short week. It's a conundrum. Adrian Peterson obviously is start, so it's really the Chris Johnson, Frank Gore. It's a great problem to have because they're both going to get you over a dozen.
Right.
This is the fun of fantasy football,
I'm going with Gore at home.
Okay.
I'm going with Gore at home.
I'm not. Against Seattle, I can't. I'm going with Chris Johnson. I just love fantasy football questions, and bring them on. We're always on Facebook and Twitter and stuff on Sunday, so hit us up, and we'd love to talk to you. And that's all we've got for you, friends.
Can I tell you what my chart says? Let me look at my chart.
And the most dumbest wager line of the week, we're just going to go ahead and be, quote, air quote, homers, is the Dallas Cowboys getting 2.5 or giving 2.5 points. At Carolina Panthers. So this game would start off for you to win. The game starts off Carolina 3, Dallas nothing. Now, can Dallas manage to win the game? So that's our dumbest wager line of the week.
Here you go. And I've got Adrian Peterson ranked 4th for this week. I've got Frank Gore ranked 11th for this week. And I've got Chris Johnson ranked 16th.
You see how close this is?
So
this is close.
But I still like Gore. I think Chris Johnson has been so inconsistent.
He has.
And
but
even
some
though
point
he's
it
going
wears
against,
on you.
Even though he's going against the Buffalo
defense,
Bills.
Terrible defense.
Bills are at home. I think they get it done. And I'll win a dollar.
That being said, I'm Jeff
Ellis.
I want
another dollar. I want another dollar that Frank Gore will gain more fantasy points.
Oh, I'm all over
than
that.
Chris
I want
Johnson.
$2. I want $2. $2.
All right, so $2.
And the second one of my two is the torn one.
You still got that thing?
What am I supposed to do with
put
it?
Put some tape around it and go spend it?
Put some tape around it and spend it.
Do you know what happens
I don't own tape.
To torn dollars?
Yes, I've worked at a bank.
Okay.
They send them off to be destroyed.
To be destroyed, Jeffrey. That's so sad.
No, it's not.
You should
not.
Keep it forever.
Yes. I'm Jeff Ellis again.
I'm Stephen Miranda for NFL Rants and Raves. We're out. See you in London.